Chapter 1. The History of Psychonautics, Ancient, Aboriginal, and Modern Technologies of the Sacred, Part 1.
Before we start exploring specific topics in this encyclopedia, I would like to clarify some terms that I will be using throughout this work. I will be drawing on 60 years of my observations and experiences in the research of a large and important subgroup of non-ordinary states of consciousness that have remarkable healing, transformative, evolutionary, and heuristic potential. Modern psychiatry has no specific name for these states and sees all of them as pathological distortions, altered states. Holotropic states of consciousness. Early in my professional career, I realized the great positive potential of these states and the urgent need to correct this error. I decided to coin the term holotropic, meaning moving toward wholeness, from the Greek holos, meaning whole, and trepo, trepein, meaning moving toward or being attracted by something. The word holotropic is a neologism, but it is related to the commonly used term heliotropism, the property of plants to always move in the direction of the sun. The term commonly used by mainstream clinicians and theoreticians, altered states of consciousness, is not appropriate because of its one-sided emphasis on the distortion or impairment of the correct way of experiencing oneself and the world. In colloquial English and veterinary jargon, the term alter is also used to signify castration of domestic animals. The somewhat better term non-ordinary states of consciousness is too broad and general, since it includes a wide range of conditions that do not have the beneficial properties of holotropic states. This includes trivial deliria caused by infectious diseases, the abuse of alcohol, or circulatory and degenerative diseases of the brain. These alterations of consciousness are associated with disorientation, impairment of intellectual functions, and subsequent amnesia. They're clinically important, but lack therapeutic and heuristic potential. By comparison, the states which I call holotropic have great theoretical and practical importance. These are the states that novice shamans experience during their initiatory crises and later induce in their clients for therapeutic purposes. Ancient and native cultures have used these states in rites of passage and in their healing ceremonies. The experiences of initiates in the ancient mysteries of death and rebirth, as well as those described by mystics of all ages and from many countries, are also holotropic experiences. Procedures inducing these states, technologies of the sacred, were developed and used in the context of the great religions of the world: Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, Taoism, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. They involve meditation, movement meditation, breathing exercises, prayers, fasting, sleep deprivation, and even the use of physical pain. The most powerful means for inducing holotropic experiences are psychedelic plants. The pure, active alkaloids extracted from them, and synthetic entheogens. There are also powerful forms of experiential psychotherapy, such as rebirthing, holotropic breathwork, and others that can induce these states without the use of psychedelic medicines.